from Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up, step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. Now this week, we sit down with Real Housewives of Potomac star Gisele Bryant, who talks all about that drama with Ashley Darby and her husband Michael, that big fight between Candace and Monique. But first, we kick it off with her brand new show, Bravo's Chat Room.
I am so excited about Bravo's Chat Room. Like, really. Like, in my mind, I felt like I was doing this already with my girlfriends. So this is absolutely perfect. And it is me, Portia, Hannah, Kate, and we are some opinionated, shady women. So it's fantastic, okay?
So what kind of things are you going to be running down?
So we're going to be running down celebrity news, pop culture. We're going to be talking about our favorite subjects, which is ourselves. So that's important. And we're just there to have a lot of fun and give our opinions about things that are happening in this world.
Definitely. And I'm sure you're going to be giving your opinions on a lot of Bravo shows. So have you been binging a lot during quarantine and things like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I'm up on, you know, when filming a show, you can kind of fall behind on things. But since I've been home, I'm like up on New York. I'm up on Beverly Hills. I'm looking forward actually to Salt Lake.
Yeah.
To see what that is. Mm-hmm. So I'm up on everything.
Definitely. And what's the dynamic like between you and the girls? Are you guys having a lot of fun together?
Since the pandemic, I've seen pretty much everybody that I need to see. A couple I haven't seen. I don't need to see them. But yeah, I mean, we've been trying in the beginning, of course we didn't get together, but now we've been trying to get together. I just had a birthday and a lot of us got together, which was fantastic.
Yeah. So how does it feel to be 50 and fabulous?
Oh my gosh. You know what? I always thought 50 was like crusty, dusty, like old, and I might be all of those things, but I look good doing it. Okay.
This is amazing. Were you upset about turning 50 at all? Or do you feel good about it?
No, I feel really good about it. I feel like, I'm just like at another place. I feel like this is now the second half of my life. So I'm really intentional about doing things that are important, that mean something, that I really want to, you know, just enjoy. I don't want to do frivolous things anymore.
Yeah, definitely. How are you and Jamal doing?
We're doing good. We're doing really good. I mean, you know, the pandemic is like, we don't get to see each other as much, mm-hmm. but when we do see each other, it matters and we have a lot of fun.
Yeah. How are the kids feeling about things? Because I know during the season, you see them kind of, it's been an adjustment.
Yes. Yes. And that was like a year or so ago that we filmed that. Mm-hmm. So they're good now. I mean, we've had some talks, we've had time to spend together and, you know, they love their dad. So we're good.
I mean, what would you say is the biggest change in him now that you know you're back together and, you know, maybe things are better than ever?
Yeah, no, good question. Actually, it's a little bit of both. Like, I feel like I've changed so much since we got a divorce. I'm just a different woman. You know, before when we were married, it was all about him and all about his life and making sure that his career was on track. And now it's not like that anymore. I mean, we're equal. And so what I've seen in him is just his respect for me and what I'm doing now and just who I am, which it matters. It, you know, the man that you're with really needs to respect you.
Yeah, definitely. Do you want to get remarried?
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind.
Have you guys discussed that?
We have, but you know, there's a lot in play. You know, the kids are in school here in Maryland. They're in high school now. Mm. And we've got to get through that. So I think so, but just not right now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have to talk about last night's episode of Potomac. Oh my God. It's like, there were so many things happening.
Right. That's how I feel. There's so many moving parts. It's just like not ending. And you know what? I'm actually a borderline viewer. Like, I forget I'm in the show because there's so much going on. And like, you know, for instance, Robin, she sat down with her parents to talk about Juan and potentially remarrying. Well, I wasn't at that scene. So I was like all in, like, what they gonna say? Yeah. How do you feel? So things like that, you know, when Ashley had her conversation with Michael, let me tell you something. I was so far in that TV, I was like, what is he going to say? But you know, Michael might be our eighth housewife. I mean, he's all in the business and he's just in everything.
Seriously, he brings a lot of drama. Yeah. I mean, what was your reaction watching back that scene with Ashley and Michael?
I had heard it didn't go well. So I didn't know where it was going to be cut off, like where Michael was going to be like, okay, I've had enough. But I was happy that at least he tried to be as honest as he could. I think he didn't have a choice at that point. But I can't say Ashley's makeup in that scene.
I was thinking that too. I was like, her eye makeup looks fantastic.
Smoke on those eyes were amazing. You know, Ashley, she's tough. And I think she wants this to work. So, I mean, she's in it to win it.
Yeah. Do you believe Michael, or did you believe him when he said that he, you know, didn't take it any further with the stripper?
The only reason why I believe him is because he was clearly beyond drunk. Mm. So yes, but that's not even the point for me. The point is, why were you there? You should have never put yourself in that situation. You should have never been in a hotel room with her.
Right.
Or several. I think there were several people there, but yeah. I don't know. It's a mess.
Yeah. I mean, as a viewer, I think I was surprised as well when she said that they had a threesome and that their relationship that, you know, they had been with other people before. Did you know that? And were you kind of totally caught off guard with that as well?
No, I kind of knew that. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know she was going to let everybody know that. So that was the shocking part for me. But, you know, different strokes, different folks. I mean, I never want to pass judgment on anybody in their relationship and what it takes to make it work for them. Mm-hmm. That's your business. Yeah. But I just, you know, Michael, you just never know when it comes to Michael Darby, you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. And now they're having another baby.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm very excited about that. I told her that I want her to name the baby Giselle and, you know, live happily ever after.
It's a beautiful name. I mean, obviously this was filmed so long ago. So are they in a much better place now? Have they had any relationship dramas since then? Or have they been on like a steady track?
No, they're good. They're totally good. I think that incident got Michael together. Mm-hmm. And I think since then they have been totally fine.
Right. That's good. Well, somebody that's probably not totally fine is Monique and Candace.
No, not ever. Yes, they will never be fine.
You don't think they'll ever be fine?
No, never, never. You know, it was a bad situation. It should have never happened. It should have never escalated to a physical altercation. And you know, Candace is annoying. Like, she really is, but never to the point where you feel like you want to punch her in the face. Like, you know, she's just annoying and then you just ignore her. So I blame all this on Monique. I'm sorry.
You?
Yeah.
Why do you blame it all on her?
Because Candace has annoyed everybody. And everybody has, you know, if you're going to annoy me, it's on me what I do in response. So there's that. And, you know, Monique, I felt, had been, there was a lot that I didn't see because, for instance, when the last night at the, or the last day at the lake house, I was gone. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see how bad Monique had treated Candace that day. And just like, it was just bullying her, like being mean to her for no reason. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
And Candace really handled it well and tried to walk away and tried to make peace. You know, Candace has really felt from day one that Monique is her real friend. Mm-hmm. I just think Monique could have handled things a lot differently.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, we don't see the altercation until probably next week, but yeah. You know, it seems like everybody was kind of laughing at this going into it, like 2 seconds before, like everybody was like, ha ha ha, this is like funny. And then all of a sudden it turns.
That's how it was. They were literally like, you're not a mom. Oh, your mom is shaming me. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Boom, boom, boom. Like, it was like, whoa. To the point where, and I don't know whether they're going to show this, Robin, Wendy, and I had like tuned them out. And we were having our own conversation, laughing and giggling about our own stuff, mm-hmm. because it was just silliness. It wasn't an argument that had any merit. It was just silly girl stuff. Yeah. So we were all shocked, blown away, to the point where I think we all had like a little PTSD from this. Like we all were bothered for about a week after the incident. Yeah.
Totally. Did this divide the cast at all? Like, did you feel like you had to pick sides?
No, I didn't feel that way. I just felt like I'm always going to be protective of the show and protective of what we're here for and why we have this platform. And, you know, I'm always Team Giselle. So, you know, there's that. But, you know, it really bothered me as it relates to the show. I don't want us to be women that just are doing things that don't speak to the character of who we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You feel like that did that in that moment.
Yeah.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And they have not spoken since then? Obviously, we still have a lot more of the season. So, you know, every time were they together, was it, you know, kind of a battle?
They have not seen each other and spoken to each other since that day. We've had a couple of things that we need to do as a cast, and you know, they were kept on the opposite sides of the room. They have not spoken to each other. And I get it. Like, you know, Candace took it really, really hard. You know, she was mentally, you know, it was an emotional thing for her. Mm-hmm. So she, it took her a very long time to even be able to talk about it without crying.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, they won't be speaking until the reunion.
Oh my God, I was just gonna say, I can't wait for the reunion. It's gonna be good. And what do you think about Wendy this season? What do you think that she brings to the show? Are you liking her?
Wendy is amazing. You know, she had a little bit of a rocky start from the beginning. She came in like guns blazing, knocking people's heads off. Well, when I say people, I mean Ashley. But you know, the rest of the season, she fits, and I think she fit with us so well because she's very confident. You know, she's very comfortable in her own skin. We're all very smart, opinionated ladies, and so is she.
Yeah.
So I think she figured it out, and I like her. I mean, how can you not like Wendy? She's beautiful. She's smart. She's got great kids. She's got a great husband that loves her. I mean, I have nothing bad. Yeah.
Totally. And how are Robin and Juan doing?
They're great. Yeah. They're great. They're actually, I believe she said that their marriage, you know, their wedding plans, you know, Corona kind of messed that up a little bit. So that's on hold, but they're doing fantastic.
Good, good. Well, I want to get your take on some other Bravo shows that are going on and the other more Potomac, but we have to ask, what did you think of Nene leaving?
Oh my gosh. I was like, kind of hurt. Not hurt. I don't want to say I was hurt. You know what? I watched the very first episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, however many years ago that was, and I believe she was the first scene. And I looked at the TV and I was like, oh my gosh, she's a star.
Yeah.
Period. And she is. I mean, she is, you know, you see her journey and you've seen her grow throughout the past, I guess, 13 seasons, and she's definitely going to be missed. And, you know, anytime I've needed Nene, I've called on Nene, Nene has been there. She's been a great, I don't want to say mentor to me, but she's been somebody that can always ask or lean on, and she's there.
Yeah. Do you think she'll be back?
I don't know. This time it feels a little final to me.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but let me tell you this. If she wants to come back, I'm sure they would allow her, and I would be here for it. Glued to the team.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there have been some other big Housewives exits over the past couple of weeks. We have Dorinda. We also have Denise. I mean, what do you make of that? I mean, I wasn't so shocked about Denise. I was definitely shocked about Dorinda.
I was totally shocked about Dorinda. Like, I've done some things with Dorinda. Dorinda is a straight shooter. She's fun, and that's like what you need in a housewife. Mm-hmm. But I watched the season. I did feel like she struggled this season in a major way. And then I saw at the reunion, she said that she felt like she should not have even done the season. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I get it. I totally get it. But I do feel like Dorinda will be back.
I do too. Yeah.
Denise, never. She's never. Denise said to hell with Bravo and everything about Bravo.
Bravo, Bravo, Bravo. No more.
I mean, in that whole drama situation, I mean, what side are you on? And do you think that she should have been more forthcoming with, you know, her personal life? Because yes, you are on the show, but yes, you know, you kind of want to keep some things private. So it's, I'm sure it's like a fine balance of what you want to share and what you don't.
Yeah, it's a huge fine balance. Mm-hmm. I believe that she just should have owned it. And then everybody would have left her alone. For instance, last night we saw Ashley, she kind of just owned it.
Yeah.
And then we had questions, but then we just left it alone. Like, there's nothing else to talk about. And I think that any one of us that just speaks their truth before you allow somebody else to tell it wins, because there's nothing else to tell after I have said what my truth is.
Right. I totally agree with you. I think if she just said it from the beginning, we wouldn't still be talking about it. We would have forgot about it until the reunion and be like, oh yeah, that happened.
Yes. Yes. 100%. Yeah. But, it was nice to see Denise when she was there.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with you. This was interesting. Ashley said it a couple of episodes ago where she said, I just wanted that she oftentimes sniffed Michael's underwear. What's, I mean, reaction to that? And like, weirdest thing that you would ever do to just make sure to keep your man in check.
Never done that. And I'm never going to do that. Let's start there. And you could see, I was like dying. I was like, what are you saying right now? And Ashley's not that girl. Like, she's never even allowed us to think that Michael's doing anything wrong to sniff his underwear. So it was like, whoa. Strangest thing, I'm not that, you can cheat on me and I'll never know. Cause I'll never check your phone. I'll never check your email. I'm the worst. Maybe I need to start checking things. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
Who is your all-time favorite housewife of all time?
I really did like Bethany. Mm-hmm. I felt like if she was in a scene, you were gonna be entertained.
Yeah.
And I like Kenya. I mean, you know, Kenya comes and she holds no punches and she comes to play. So I do like Kenya, and I love Erica Jane. Like, Erica Girardi, like, she comes in, it's like, okay, first, what do you have on? Okay, let me check her out. Okay, I need a full head-to-toe body shot. Like, I want that shot from her. And she's like, you know, Erica's like, leave me alone. F you. I give zero. Like, and her face doesn't, it's like no expression here. Like, it's like,
right here. Totally agree with you. I do too. I love her as well. Okay. Little marry, date, or ditch with the Potomac men.
Okay.
I think I know one of them, but that you'll pick. But marry, date, or ditch, Michael, Jamal, and Juan.
Okay. Marry, Jamal. Was it marry, date
or ditch?
I would have to date Juan. But I would feel bad about it. I feel so bad about it. And then, Michael's out of here. Michael is, I am getting the shovel and digging the ditch for Michael. Okay.
Definitely. Which housewife that recently left a show, or any housewife that has left a show, would you want to welcome to Potomac?
Oh, I'd welcome Nene. Come on. Let's see who else that's recently left a show that I would like. Has anybody left lately? Who's left?
No. Well, just, no. Yeah, just Denise.
Nene has a store in like the DC area. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put that out in the world. She needs to just come on to Potomac and we're going to have a good old time.
Definitely. And then which Bravo celebrity would you call to bail you out of jail?
I'm calling Erica only so that she can call her husband.
Right. I was going to say.
For sure.
Definitely.
Get me out of jail.
And then how long do you see yourself doing this show for? Like, do you see yourself kind of, you know, until you're kind of sick of it?
Well, that would have been a couple of years ago. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. When I started, I said I was going to do 5 seasons. If the show lasted 5 seasons, I was going to do 5. I've done 5, and now I feel like I'm getting in my groove. So now I feel like, you know, I at least got more in me if they want to have me. Mm-hmm. And we'll see. You know, this particular season was hard for me. And when it was over, I had never felt like, you know what, I'm done. I kind of felt that, and I had never felt that before. So we'll see what season 6 brings, if we have a season 6.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. I mean, Potomac, I think, arguably, a lot of people say that Potomac is the best Housewives franchise.
Yeah, no question. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, when we first started, absolutely not. But like, I think around season three, we were getting into our groove, and now about it, we, you know, it's Potomac. Okay.
Definitely. Well, Giselle, thank you so much. And congratulations again, not only on Potomac, but the new Bravo show. I'm so excited to watch it. It's going to be fantastic.
It is. It's going to be so much fun. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good talking to you.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you need your Housewives fix before then, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.